Just an update. On January 21st, I will be going back to Taiwan.
我们在台湾有一个冬令会，冬令会之前有一个等候聚会。
So in Taiwan, there's a winter conference, and right before the conference, there's usually waiting upon the lower conference.
被教士也会去。
So Sister Pearl.
Gerda. Sister Pearl Gerda.
Yeah, Sister Pearl Gerda will also be there.
那我们这一次就是查马太福音里面关于天国。
And today, the focus will be in Matthew's regarding the kingdom of God.
我想是在冬令会的时候会，就是所有关于天国方面的信息，在马太福音，我们许多同工都可以分享。
And so at the conference, anything that's related to the kingdom of God in Matthew's, those messages will be shared. By all of the different
co-workers,
servants of God.
Yeah. 那今天我想，可以到几点？现在是12:20，到几点钟可以方便？我们有在有限的时间，我们也分享一点关于天国的信息，在有限的时间。
So in the limited time that we have, we're going to share a little bit about Kingdom of God.
上个礼拜我们提到关于圣诞节。
So last week we mentioned about Christmas.
那个东方的三个博士。
And then the three wise men from the east.
那他们说我们要在就是到耶路撒冷，那生下来做犹太之王的在哪里？
And so they ask that we want to go to Jerusalem.But where is the one who is going to be the king of Judah?
那我们在东方看见他的星星。
We saw his star in the east.
那特来拜他。
And we came especially to worship him.
那在圣经上记载说，犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中不是最小的。
So in the Bible it says that Bethlehem, you are not the smallest among the cities.
因为有一位君王要出来，从你那里出来牧养我以色列的民。
Because a king is coming from among you to shepherd my people.
那我们知道耶稣就是天国的君王。
We know that Jesus is the king of the heaven.
Yeah, 他要来掌权。
He is going to come to be in control.
我们他要来牧养。
He is going to come to shepherd.
那但是这个天国是从我们的心开始的。
But that kingdom of God starts from our hearts.
在马太福音3:2-3.
So from Matthew chapter 3, verses 2-3.
那他提到的一个词就是悔改。
It mentioned about a word that is repent.
那天国近了，你们应当悔改。
It says repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.
那当时有一些人要来受洗。
At the time, there were a lot of people who were coming over to be baptized.
那耶稣要他们悔改。
And what Jesus wanted them to do first was to repent.
天国开始是从人的心里面开始。
Heaven starts from our hearts.
那悔改，那当然忧伤痛悔或是虚心痛悔是悔改。
And of course, a broken and contrite heart is part of repentance.
那会使我们的灵苏醒。
That will awaken our hearts.
也可以使我们的心成为神的居所。
And it can also help to prepare our hearts to be God's dwelling place.
那这都是非常重要的。
And all of this is important.
但是悔改也是我们的思想的一个改变。
And repentance is also a change in our thoughts.
是的，我们需要借着神的话来改变我们的思想，我们的意念。
And we need to change our thoughts in our mindset through reading God's words.
是，当神的话进来，借着神的灵，神会更新我们的思想意念。
So when we read His words through God's Holy Spirit, He is going to renew our mindset.
那这也是一个悔改。
And that in itself is repentance as well.
那我们现在在看天国的食物。
And let us take a look at heavenly things.
那在马太福音四章四节。
In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4.
那四章四节他说经上记着说人活着不是单靠食物乃是靠神口里所说的一切话。
It says, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
那我们是不是食物是人所必须的？
Is food something that is necessary for us?
那它会带来营养。
It can bring us nutrients.
那它会给赋予人生命。
It will bring about life for us.
我们有的时候我们就是看重肉身的食物。
Sometimes we focus way too much on the worldly food.
那但是耶稣告诉他们说
But Jesus told them.
经上记着说
That it is written in the Bible.
人活着
A man does not live on bread alone.
乃是靠神口里所说的一切话一切话
But on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
但愿神给我们爱慕他话语的心。
And so we pray that God gives us a heart that is desperate for God's words.
那唯有当我们先更新了我们的思想。
So when we have renewed our minds.
那我们更认识上帝天国的律例法则。
And we understand more of God's decrees.
那我们知道命令的总纲就是爱。
And we know that the greatest commandment is love.
但是在马太福音里边就是耶稣他也就是就是把天国的律例也告诉百姓，告诉当时的人。
And in the book of Matthew, Jesus also told the people there then about the heavenly decrees.
在马太福音五章三到十二节。
In Matthew chapter 5,
三到十二节，我们先
verses 3-12
提到一件事情。他说：“虚心的人有福了。”
The first one says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit."
因为天国是他们的。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
这边讲到这个天国，我觉得是非常的重要。
And here it talks about kingdom of heaven, and it's very important here.
在这个世上，很多的人都是讲求今世的成功。
In this world, a lot of people talk about the successes in this world.
前几个礼拜有一个非常杰出的一个中国大陆的科学家。
A few weeks ago, a very well-known Chinese,
甚至有可能得到诺贝尔奖的。
And it was possible that he could get the Nobel Prize.
在加州自杀了。
He committed suicide in California.
我最近看到了一些事情。
And recently I was reading about it.
许多中国大陆的企业家。
There are many, many entrepreneurs in China.
非常有钱。
Very wealthy.
自杀了。
But they committed suicide.
有一个在台湾也是，是中国大陆的企业家来到台湾。
There was another entrepreneur from China who went to Taiwan.
找了一个五星级的饭店。
Found a five-star hotel.
他们到最后走来走去。
They were walking back and forth.
他就勘察地形。
He was looking at the land around.
最后他跳下去了。
And then he jumped off the.
他们说他剩下来很多很多钱。
People say, "Oh, he has a lot of money."
所以耶稣讲的一句话也没有错。
So what Jesus said was very true.
你赚得全世界。
You can win the whole world.
就赔偿了自己的生命。
But if you give up, if you give up your own life.
我们不知道他的心灵的深处有多少的痛苦。
We don't know the pain that the person was going through inside.
他也许承担很多的压力。
Maybe he had a lot of pressure.
很多的痛苦。
A lot of pain.
很多的重担。
A lot of burden.
是我们所不能了解的。
And it's things that maybe we cannot understand.
耶稣的讲法跟一般人讲法不一样。
What Jesus was saying is different from what we
people say. 他要我们看重天国。
He wants us to focus on the kingdom of heaven.
在他马太福音十三章，他甚至说，为了天国，你要变卖一切来得到天国。
And in Matthew,
要付上代价，先不用看，就听我。
In Matthew 13, it even says to, you know, give up every, like sell off everything.
好像天国是一个
exchange for the kingdom of heaven.
你就是要得到。
Because the kingdom of heaven is something that you must have.
那我们也是，如果我们，我想耶稣讲的话，他是神的儿子，绝对不会错。
And Jesus, the Son of God.Whatever he says will never be wrong.
所以虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So the blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is in the kingdom of heaven.
这是耶稣对于天国律例的第一个开始。
And that is the first decree that Jesus had for the kingdom of heaven.
求主给我们一个虚心谦虚的灵。
And so we pray that God gives usa humble spirit.
Poor in spirit.
Poor in spirit here means humble in spirit.
那让我们来，这是一个应许，能够得到天国。
And this is a promise that through being humble in spirit, we can receive the kingdom of heaven.
我们常常被许多的事情霸占，占有了我们的心。
Our hearts are a lot of the times.Captivated, or taken by a lot of the things around us.
我们是否真的愿意让我们的心能够成为倒空，成为无有，让我们的主进来？
Are we really willing to be poured out completely our hearts so that we become nothing and the Lord comes in and becomes our all in all?
天国是他们的。
Kingdom of heaven is for those kind of people.
那另外提到哀痛的人有福了。
And it also talks about blessed are those who mourn.
因为他们必得安慰。
For they will be comforted.
当我们为着自己达不到神的标准，我们有一个忧伤痛悔的心。
When we cannot reach certain expectations, We sometimes might have a heart that mourns.
那有一个哀痛的心。
A contrite heart.
那可以得到神的安慰。
And we will be comforted by God.
或是你经过一些人间的不容易。
Maybe you have been through some difficulties in life.
但是他这边说有福了。
But it says that you will have blessings here.
我们可以从神那里寻求到安慰。
And we can receive comfort from God.
温柔的人有福了。
And it says that blessed are the meek.
那这个温柔我们曾经提过。
And we have talked about the meekness here.
我们的天然的意志。
Our natural will.
好像一只野马。
It's like a wild horse.
不受约束。
We are unwilling to be tamed.
但是那个温柔就是这个野马已经降服了。
And that meekness here is that wild horse being subdued.
Tamed, 被那个被制服了，训练制服了。那然后他说，这样的人可以承受地土。
And it says that these kind of people will inherit the earth.
那我想不只是外边的地土。
And we're not talking about just the land outside.
那古时候说有土思有财。
In the ancient saying that if you have land, you have wealth.
但是耶稣更是讲到我们心灵的地土。
Jesus.More specifically, he's talking about the land in our hearts.
待会儿我们也可以提到。
In a little bit, we will also mention more about it.
那这边也提到饥渴慕义的人有福了。
And here it talks about those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
只有一位是义的。
Are blessed. And there's only one who is righteous.
那就是神自己。
And that is God himself.
我们要更多的得到他。
We need to receive him more and more.
那我们是否有这样的一颗心？
Do we have a heart longing for God's righteousness?
今天有一句话很重要。
And there's a phrase that's very important.
在马太福音六章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
就是你先求神的国，神的义。
And that is that when you seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
那这一切都要加给你了。
All these things will be given to you as well.
我们今天听到 Linda 的见证，听到居华的见证。
Today we heard testimonies from Sister Linda and Sister 居华。
哦，真的好像Linda 她的心向着有一颗向着神的心，神就也是向着她。
When her heart is aligned to God. And God's heart is also opened up to her.
那神要我们把先后的次序弄到。
And God wants us to put things in, set our priorities straight.
那当我们真实的要得到他的国。
When we truly want to receive his kingdom.
我们真实的要让圣灵进来。
We really want the Holy Spirit to come in.
来带领我们。
To lead us,
管制并运行
to take control and to
move,
and to move in our lives,
引导
and to guide.
那圣灵也是我们得基业的凭据
And the Holy Spirit is also the assurance of God's inheritance.
那不只是永恒的基业
It's not just inheritance, eternal inheritance.
当我们关心神的国
When we are, when we care about God's kingdom,
关心啊别的基督徒
we care about other Christians,
关心教会
we care about the church.
那愿神的国降临
when we want God's kingdom to come,
那把这个放在第一的时候
when we put that first,
神真的其他的都跟着来了
and other things will come accordingly.
我上个礼拜曾经提过。
And the other week, I was just mentioning.
曾经有一个我们年轻时代的同工。
There was a servant of God, a colleague. Of
他先花很多的时间追求主，服侍教会，参加特会。
He spent a lot of time, serving the Lord, waiting upon God and serving other people.
那他的母亲说：“你怎么不积极找工作？”
His mother was saying, "Why don't you find a job quickly?"
后来真的当他去应征工作的时候
，And later on when he went to interview,
他是学数学的。
He was learning. His field was math.
那一天他去试教的时候，别人考试他给他试教的时候。
And that day when people were giving him a chance to teach on the spot.
就是说看他适不适合。
To see whether or not he was
他一抽签
compatible for the job. And when he took out the lot.
他要讲的题目就是几率。
So when the topic that he needed to talk about was statistics. Probability.
Probability. 他最强的就是那一科。
And that was the best topic he knew about.
神就为他预备。
So because of that, God gave him a job.
学荣在找工作的时候 ，Claire, when Claire was finding a work, 第一个工作，那个时候我的祷告，你就中心翻译。
So the prayer at the time.
我说神啊，让他的工作不要太远。
I asked the Lord, help her job not to be too far.
所以她找到了第一个工作，一个红绿灯都没有。
So the first job she had, full-time job she had didn't even have one traffic light.
哦，神真的是听祷告的。
And so God really listens to our prayers.
呀，我觉得我们真的是，只要我们先求神的国，神的义。
As long as we seek His kingdom and His righteousness first.
那所以神要我们饥渴慕义。
So God wants us to be to have hunger and thirst for His righteousness.
我们的里面还有很多的不完全。
Because inside of all of us, we have a lot of things that fall short of God's promise for us.
那让他的义更多进来。
So that more of His righteousness can come into our heart.
那我们他说他们必得饱足。
And it says here that they will be filled.
连续人的人有福了。
Those who have mercy on others are blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
那他们必蒙连续。
For they will be shown mercy.
神喜欢我们有一个连续人的灵。
God wants us to have a heart, a spirit that of mercy.
有一次，有一位人。有一位我认识的肢体。
One time, there's an organization that I know.
不是一个人。
One person.
那他真的是去舍己的去爱别人的时候。
So when he or she really gave up himself and to love someone.
那一天上帝的话就突然就给下来，那一天 YouVersion 的进度就下来了。
And one day, the God's words came to the person.
那是他们事先已经 schedule 每一天有一节圣经。
So it's from the Bible app, and even though it was scheduled ahead of time, that one verse per day.
那天的圣经刚好就是。
And that day's verse just matched.
那你们有给人的，神就有必有给你们的。
So whoever, whatever you give to others, God will give unto you.
而且上尖下流，连摇带按，非常丰富的。
So that blessing is from top to bottom, it overfills.
神喜欢我们有连续。
And God wants us to have mercy.
因为他荣耀的性格之一就是。
And because one of the glorious nature of God is mercy.
那在最后，马太福音在天上的审判的时候，那些真实连续有善行的人。
So in Matthew, in heaven, at the end, when they're the people who are merciful to people.The people who do good for the others.
那会站在一边成为绵羊。
They will be set aside to become lambs.
那神会报答他们。
And God will repay them.
我们所处的世代很容易叫我们的连续，我们的爱失去。
In our generation, it's very easy for us to lose mercy.
圣经里面说，因为有一些不法的事增多，许多的人爱心就渐渐冷淡了。
Because of a lot of illegal or unrighteous things that are going on, it makes us lose our love and our mercy towards others.
我们需要跟神得到那个起初的爱，继续的有看见神的荣耀，经验神的连续。
We need to come to God and to continue to see God's love, and to continue to be merciful like God.
我们也需要神来清洁我们的心。
We need God to purify our hearts.
让我们能够看见神。
So that we can actually be pure in heart, so we can see God.
我们需要神常常来洁净我们的心。
We need God to continuously to cleanse our hearts.
那我们也需要做一个使人和睦的人。
We also need to be peacemakers.
那因为他们必称为神的儿子。
because they will be called sons of God.
那哦、这个也是非常重要的。
And this is very important.
那当我们愿意饶恕人。
When we are willing to forgive others,
那成为一个和睦的使者
and willing to become peacemakers,
那这样子的人有福了
these kind of people are blessed.
那还有就是要有的时候人会为义受逼迫
and there are times, that we are persecuted because of righteousness.
那这样的人是有福的。
And these people are also blessed.
因为天国是他们的。
Because theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
很多时候
a lot of the times,
我们人容易、就是不持守原则。
A lot of the times, it's easy for people not to follow certain rules.
那但是有的人为了持守义的原则。
And sometimes, in order to hold on to rules of righteousness,
那反而会受到许多的逼迫。
They might receive a lot of persecution.
那这样的人是有福了。
But these type of people, they are blessed.
那甚至有的人因着持守神的义。
And even there are people who because of holding on to righteousness, God's righteousness,
或是为了耶稣,
or for Jesus,
有人辱骂,
other people might insult us,
或是逼迫,
might persecute us,
或是列造各样的毁谤的话,
or falsely say all kinds of evil things against us.
说你们就有福了,
and says, because then you need to rejoice and be glad.
不是倒霉。
It's not that you're out of luck.
要欢乐。
You need to rejoice.
因为在天上的赏赐是大的。
Because great is your reward in heaven.
哦，感谢神。
We need to praise the Lord.
但是当他讲了这一些律法了之后
，When Jesus talks about all these rules and regulations，
那圣经里面也提到天国的律法是需要遵行的。
In the Bible, it mentions that all of these decrees of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, should be followed.
他说，不要想我来是废掉先知和律法。
In the Bible, Jesus said that, don't think that I have come, to get rid of the rules of the laws and the laws.
那如果有人教导人废掉一条。那他在天国是最小的。
And whoever teaches others what not to do in terms of in whoever takes away from God's word and rules that they will be least in the kingdom of heaven.
但是如果遵行又教导人去实行遵守神诫命的。
But for those who actually follow God's decrees and teaches others
他在天国要成为大的。
He will be great in heaven.
那感谢神，但愿神给我们一个遵行他天国、遵行神命令、遵行神旨意的心。
We pray that God will give us a heart that follows God's decrees and follow God's heart.
但是谈到这一切的时候
，When we talk about all of this，
神也喜欢我们饶恕。
God loves us to forgive.
关于祷告天，关于祷告整个主导文完了之后。
When we, you know, in the prayer that Jesus had at the end.
那耶稣特别提到饶恕。
Jesus especially mentioned about forgiveness.
可能我在这边提过的见证你们听过。
Maybe some of the testimonies I've mentioned, you guys have heard of it.
一个老干中风的姊妹
someone who once had a stroke in her brain.
当别人为她祷告的时候
when other people pray for her,
问她有没有谁不饶恕
and they ask her, do you have anyone who you do not
有五六个
you do not forgive, and there were five or six people.
第一个就是她先生
the first one was her husband.
当她真的饶恕她先生
when she forgave her husband,
那神就垂听祷告。
God listen to her prayers.
她立刻就得到，就可以站起来走路。
And immediately she could stand up and walk.
越来越好，后来完全好了。
She became, she improved, her health improved better.
我在这边也稍微再提一下。
And right now I want to mention a little bit more.
今天早上我也跟雪乔提了。
Earlier I was talking to Abraham.
他说他头不舒服，有点痛。
He was saying that he had a headache and he wasn't feeling well.
那我就跟他说，我说好不好？我们支取耶稣的医治。
I was asking him, I was to take hold of God's healing.
其实耶稣在地上的时候
in reality, when Jesus was on the earth,
那耶稣在约翰马太福音四章二十三、二十四节提到他传天国的福音。
So in Matthew,
四章二十三、二十四，不用看了，不用看。
Verse four, chapter four, verses 23-24.
他也医治各样的疾病。
Jesus healed all kinds of diseases and sickness.
赶出各样的鬼。
He cast out all kinds of demons.
有一次他赶出鬼之后，他说：“神的国就临到了。”
One time he cast out demons. He said, "God's kingdom has come."
那各位弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们也需要。
We need this.
那也是天国的一部分。
That is a part of kingdom of heaven.
如果神的大能已经预备了。
The power of God, has been prepared.
我们愿不愿意经验他的医治？
Are we willing to experience his healing?
他的医治，他的释放。
His healing.And being set free.
甚至在马太福音十八章讲到
，and even in Matthew chapter 18,
他讲到两三个人同心合意的祷告，可以在被是可以捆绑的神也可以捆绑壮士。
If two or three people come together to pray, captive to captive, to set the demon possessed, the demons in captive, God will cap.
那是神给教会的一个权柄。
And that's authority that God has given to the church.
我们真的很盼望神迹奇事随着我们。
We really want miracles to come with us wherever we go.
不管得时不得时。
Whether it's during the time,
我们还是要继续的为人祷告。
We need to continue to pray for others.
那神仍然会垂听的。
God will continue to pray for us.
以前有一个汉特牧师。
In the past, there was a pastor.
他说起先为一百个人祷告，只有四个好。
In the beginning, he prayed for 100 people, only 4 people.
他不灰心。
He was not worried.
后来百分之十几。
And then later on, it became, you know.
后来越来越多，越来越多。
Ten plus percent.
后来超过一半以上。
As time went on, when he prayed, more than half of the people that he prayed for got healed.
那所以我们不要轻看。
So we don't want to,
我们也不要灰心。
On ourselves, or we shouldn't be worried.
是那当我们持续的、继续的不灰心、不丧胆，仍然去为别人祷告。
When we persevere in praying for others, and we don't lose heart.
那感谢神，那神就会垂听。
And then God will answer our prayers.
那我刚刚也提到，天国是需要努力的人进去的。
As I mentioned earlier, that kingdom of heaven is for those who are diligent to want to go in.
英文有一个字是 violence.
In the English word, one version of it, it says violence.
就是要尽很大的力量。
That the person needs to break through. Who wants to break through to go into the kingdom of heaven they need to put forth a lot of effort.
那这个是在马太福音十四章十一章十一节十二节。
It's in Matthew 11.
十一节十二节。
Verse 11 and 12.
你读给大家听就好了。
Do you want me to read Chinese and English?
读英文就好了。
Okay. Chapter 11, verse 11. I tell you the truth. Are you 11:11?
Yeah. 是不是 11?
Matthew?
马太对。
11, okay. I tell you the truth. Among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it.
是，那神需要那些努力的人进去的。
And God needs those people who are forceful men.
那我们求主让我们竭力的、更多的来起来得到天国。
So we pray that God will help us to.Be forcefully advancing.
那我们也需要神给我们一个好土。
We also ask God to give us a heart that is a good soil.
有石头的土。石头硬的土。
With soil that has rocks.
有浅土。
There is soil that is shallow.
有荆棘的土。
There is soil that has thorns.
但是也有好土。
But then there is good soil.
那就是良善和诚实。
And that is those with kindness and honesty.
那 这种好土的好的种子进去了之后。
With these kind of good soil, when a good seed has been put in it.
会有60倍、30倍、60倍、100倍。
It can yield 30 times.60 times and 100 times.
那我刚刚也提到一粒芥菜种。
And earlier I also mentioned that a small mustard seed.
看起来是一点点不起眼。
If you first look at it, it's so insignificant and small.
所以我们不轻看任何一个人。
That is why we do not look down on any one person.
一点点，据说那个芥菜种，有的时候你不仔细看都看不到。
People say that mustard seed is so small that if you don't look at it carefully, you won't even see it.
那但是在马太福音十三章三十一到三十三节提到。
But in Matthew chapter 13,
三十一到三十三。
Verses 31 to 33.
那提到像芥菜中，那当它发达的时候，发芽的时候，长成树，好，连天空的飞鸟都会栖息。
It says that when the mustard seed has grown into a tree, even then the birds of the air come and perch in its branches.
这是神的应许。
And that is God's promise.
你看到一个亚伯拉罕生不出孩子。
You see that one Abraham that couldn't have children.
但是后来整个全世界上十亿以上的人称他为信心之父。在我们这个时代。
And then you see, by our generation, billions of people calling him father of their faith.
那我们也看到天国像面酵那个生命力的感染。
You can also see that the kingdom of heaven is like, yeast.
昨天我看到那个 Olivia.
And you can see that through the
Linda 的外孙女。
Linda, sister Linda's niece.
我真的感觉到那是一个。
Granddaughter. Granddaughter.
Granddaughter, 对。
Very young, okay. Granddaughter.
我真的看到那个生命的传承很美丽。
You can see that the inheritance of the spiritual life is very beautiful.
那个就是一个好的面酵的影响。
It is the it's like the yeast the influence of good yeast.
生命会感染的。
Our lives are going to influence other people.
那感谢神。
And we praise the Lord.
天国里谁最大？
In the kingdom of heaven, who is the biggest?
那是在马太福音十八章。
In Matthew chapter 18.
那他说回转成孩子的样式。
It says those who return to be like a child.
那感谢神，我们真的是需要回转成孩子一样，谦卑、单纯。
So praise the Lord, we need to change and become like little children who is humble and who is pure.
然后有信心。
And have faith.
那一个孩子完全的相信。
A child can completely believe.
我觉得我需要回转。
I need to turn and change to be like a child.
回转成孩子的样式。
I need to turn and become like a child.
那感谢神，各位弟兄姐妹。
And we praise the Lord, brothers and sisters.
耶稣也提到，在马太福音二十四章也提到天国的比喻，提到三个情形。
Jesus also mentioned about a parable in the kingdom of heaven.
童女。
It talks about the virgins.
那就是要警醒，要预备油。
In Matthew chapter 25, that tells us that we need to be alert and to prepare oil.
那就是被圣灵充满。
And that means to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们真的常常求主给我们一个渴慕的心。
We need to ask God to give us a heart longing for Him.
不管在私下的生活。
Whether it's in our private lives.
或是在聚会的时候。
Whether it's during the meetings.
我们渴望圣灵来充满我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to come and fill us.
我们也需要神帮助我们成为一个良善忠心的管家。
And we want to, we ask God to be a good servant of the Lord.
那最后我们仍然的需要神真实给我们的爱，有实质的爱心去行。
Not only should we be good stewards of God, we should also have asked God to give us fully the love to do His good works.
但愿我们每一个人都能够丰丰富富的进入神的国。
And we ask, we pray that we will all go into the kingdom of heaven
abundant.
With abundance.
Yeah, 但愿神带领我们就是继续的来渴慕他，遵行神的旨意。
We pray to God to help us to continue to long for Him and to obey His will.
我们继续的相信。
Continue to believe.
那也许你我都是一颗芥菜种。
Maybe you and I each are a small mustard seed.
那但是神都可以加上祝福。
But God can give us blessings.
那可以使它增长。
Can make it grow.
把荣耀归给神。
We give God's glory.
谢谢。